So I'm here with Matt from Drum and Kernel Popcorn at the Foodies Festival in Sime Park. Matt, tell me what's about to happen.
Well, I'm about to make a proper batch of fresh kettle corn, so it's a bit of a dangerous game. I'm wearing a head visor at the moment. I'm going to put on some welding gloves. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to, in an open pan, caramelise sugar around some corn as it's popping, which, as I said, is a dangerous game, but it does produce seriously delicious popcorn. When I've tipped it out, I'm going to give it a little dash of salt, and really using it as seasoning, so like you would on your dinner. So it's not really a sweet and salt mix. It's about using the salt to really bring out the flavour of the caramel, bring out the flavour of the corn oil, which gives it this lovely kind of buttery kind of taste. Yeah, so shall I get to it?
Please do get to it. I'm very excited about how dangerous it is. Who knew that making popcorn was such a dangerous game?
So yeah, you're going to come back and do it and observe, but then I'll give you a signal when you need to stand back so you don't get coated in caramel.
Yeah, because that could be a trip to the hospital, couldn't
exactly.
it, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Then.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. I'll keep my face mask off so you can hear a little bit.
Okay.
What I'm about to do.
Matt's just started the burner, and we're standing by basically a massive steel drum. Is it made of steel?
It's
a massive kind of open drum with loads of oil in the bottom, and
it's like a wok that's almost big enough for you to climb inside of. That's how I tend.
I wouldn't want to get in there though, Matt. Let me tell you.
Not right now.
Matt is now putting on what can only be described as the most badass looking gloves I've ever seen. So, this is presumably so hot that if your hand gets anywhere near that, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, it's a very unpleasant burn. I mean, we occasionally pick up burns. All chefs do. You're going to pick up some splash burns, but you really want to avoid it with this stuff. You know, it will just really, the caramel will just kind of coat you, and then you just have to wait for your body to cool it down, which is an unpleasant experience.
Absolutely. Matt's now got a big kind of massive tankard of corn kernels. And I'm guessing you're about to put those in, are you?
That's right. We've just got a few kernels in the oil at the moment, so I'm just waiting for them to come up to temperature. You can just hear the first pop there. That's letting me know that it's just about ready for me to tip the rest of the corn in and start stirring like crazy.
Yeah, I can start to see the first few corn kernels are just popping in that oil. I'm going to see if you can hear it now.
Time for the pour.
This is genuinely very exciting.
All right, now for the sugar. And when this does start popping, it'll be time for you to step back.
Okay, I'm ready to take cover.
This is, I promise, the best way of making delicious popcorn.
Yeah.
All of the risk is worth it.
Matt's just giving it a good stir. He's got a giant wooden spoon, basically.
The trick with this is that the sugar wants to burn at a lower temperature than the corn wants to pop. So there's lots of kind of movement, lots of distributing the temperature to try and get a lovely even caramel.
This is genuinely very exciting.
It's just starting to pop away now, so perhaps give it another few seconds and then I'd remove yourself to the safe zone.
Oh, I hear that popping. Right, I'm going to get out of the way now because I can see bits of oil and caramel spraying out of the giant steel drum. Matt's still in there, but he's got all his protective clothing on, and you can just hear it popping. It's so loud. Oh, and there it goes. Matt's just tipped the whole drum out into a sort of a cooling tray, I guess.
That's right. So yeah, this tray here is where the popcorn cools a little and we get
an opportunity to salt it and also sift out any unpopped kernels, because what we want is to give people nice full bags of delicious popcorn with no bits of husk, no unpopped kernels, just...
So it's not like at the cinema where you get loads of those unpopped kernels at the bottom and then you just try and... I try and crunch them still, yeah. So I'm determined to get my money's
yeah,
worth.
That's it, yeah.
You make sure all that's gone.
Yeah, we do our absolute best. We really want to just have the good stuff in the bag. So I'm just... I've salted it while it's still nice and hot. And that lets the salt kind of adhere to the caramel a little bit. And give it a thorough mix again, so you want a really nice, even flavour throughout as much as you can, you know.
And we're going to have... We know that salt and caramel are best mates, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, they really are. And we're going to have to do the really hard work in a minute. We're going to have to test a handful.
Oh, no.
That's the most important bit. It's like we test every single batch, make sure that you really do have a lovely, even flavour. And really make sure you're using the salt to really bring out the flavour. I mean, that's what we're doing here, really, using the salt as seasoning rather than using it as a flavour mix as such. It's using that salt to bring out the flavour.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm very excited. We've got a fresh batch here that's just been poured into my hand. It's still warm. I'm generally so excited. I'm going to have some now. Oh. I don't know whether you can hear the crunch.
Oh.
Well, that's lovely. That's sort of... It's chewy, it's sweet, but not too sweet. It's not like sickly sweet. It's lovely. That is seriously good popcorn.
So what's your palate telling you? Do you think that the salt's about right?
To me, that's perfect. Yeah. What would you think?
I think you're spot on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that sort of and that the texture changes slightly as it cools down. So as it cools down, it gets a little bit crisper. Yeah, but there's nothing quite like a warm handful, though.
No. That is seriously good. Well, Matt, thank you so much for showing me that process. Tell people how they can come and see you today at the Foodies Festival.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we're at the Foodies Festival today. We're around about by the Children's Theatre site, but every week we're doing markets throughout London. Broadway Market, North Cross Road, Herne Hill Market, Alexandra Palace. So, and we always make fresh on the day. And only sell what's made fresh.
Fantastic, Matt. Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you, an absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot.